I scroll through Instagram Reels. And because I do that, I see some absolutely bonkers stuff. And I'm going to share some of that with you in a bit of a hall of shame. This is going to be things people said on Instagram that made me feel away. Now, some of these legitimately are like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing. And some of them are like, oh my God, please stop. This first girl, she's doing fine. But I am fascinated by her situation.
When I have to use this is a really insane thing to say, actually. When I have to use the bathroom, I don't know which one it is. And I never know which one it is.
So I had never heard of this. It's a thing that some people have. So our bodies know because there are stretch receptors. So there's a stretch receptor in your body. There's stretch receptors in your colon and your rectum. And they can feel it in there. There's like a bunch of different reasons why these signals could get crossed. And it seems like this person is in a situation where it is just because the signals travel nearby each other, and probably her nerves are structured in a different way than most people, so that there's like cross-bleeding of information between them. And I'm guessing here, but similar to the photic sneeze, where when you look at something really bright, it makes you sneeze because the signals coming from your eyes, that nerve runs very close to the nerve that runs to your nose, and there's like cross-bleeding of information. You like see light with your sneeze receptors. I take this young lady at her word. It can also happen when you have like significant constipation, because your full rectum and colon can push on the bladder and make you feel like you have to pee when you in fact have to poop. In this case, it doesn't seem like that, because she's saying it's mostly a problem when she's only has to go a little bit. And that sounds like a crossed wires problem to me, but I'm just guessing. This isn't really a hall of shame thing. I wanted to start out strong with a good one that I feel positive about. The rest of them are not going to be so much so like that. All right, let's go.
Breaking news. This is the first image of Earth from space, according to... Type it in. It's the first image.
All right, I'll type it in.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'll take a little screenshot of that boy and slam it down into the Photoshop. See if this is a real straight line or not. My guess is going to be that it's not a straight line. So we're starting here and we're going here. Is that a straight line? Not quite. Not quite a straight line, in fact. It's got a little bit of a curve to it. So the first picture from space was from pretty close to Earth. And then we can look at a similar photo. You could see the curve a little more, but it's still fairly straight. I mean, the Earth is very big and we don't get that far away from it when we're just in orbit, right? And I don't know where my guy got this one, which is obviously fakely curved. I feel fine putting you in the Hall of Shame, sir. I think you are intentionally misleading people. We're gonna try real hard to ignore this guy in the bottom right. I hate this trope so much, where like my content is me making faces about your content.
Why does the sun damage our skin and give us skin cancer and melanoma if the sun's so good for us?
Now the person who's going to follow up here is going to talk only about melanoma, which is all good and accurate information. But she's only going to talk about melanoma.
The problem, as emphasized in the literature, is really intermittent sun exposure, which is when you never go outside and then you go on vacation to the Bahamas, you blast yourself for 3 days, you get burned to a crisp.
So yeah, this is absolutely the problem. Like melanoma specifically seems to be when you have intermittent sun exposure, especially young, like as a child, if you get sunburns because you have intermittent sun exposure and then you really get blasted. That is totally a thing with melanoma. And like a big deal, melanoma is a common skin cancer and it's very dangerous. But it is not, as you might expect, the only skin cancer. There are many other kinds of skin cancer that absolutely do increase regardless of whether your exposure is occupational or like a daily sun exposure, or if your exposure to the sun is intermittent, like you just get blasted a bunch when you're a kid. And those skin cancers are also a problem and do kill people. And, you know, whether it's squamous cell or basal cell or like the rare one that killed Jimmy Buffett, he had Merkel cell carcinoma, which is a kind of skin cancer that is caused by lots of exposure, long-term exposure to the sun. And I do want to say that like being in the sun is not bad for you. We find that there are positive outcomes from being in the sun, and you should just do it well. You should go outside. You should also use sunscreen. You should not get sunburns. In general, I am sick of the amount of misinformation we get around our health, especially since we know so clearly what actually helps, like obviously exercise. Today's video is sponsored by Trainwell, because here's the thing. Knowing that exercise is good for me has not always made it easy to stay consistent with exercise. I've got plenty to do, but I've read the research and I know that I'm going to have a happier, healthier life if I do aerobic exercise and weight training. So Trainwell's not just an app. It's a real trainer who I work with, who checks in on me, who builds a plan for me, who is aware of my various problems, and also who holds me accountable. I had a great onboarding call with him. He knows his stuff. He's a very cool guy. I particularly love that it like talks to my Apple Watch while I'm doing my workout, and it like lets me know just with like taps how I'm doing, basically. It's also very easy to scale into. I work out at home. I don't have a bunch of equipment. I started out just body weight, and then I moved to bands. I might get a few weights soon, and I get to do it right at home. I get to do it right over there. I stand up and then I go do my exercise, and a half an hour later I go take a shower, and then I come back and I keep working. So when you first sign up, there's a quick quiz that matches you with a trainer based on your needs. I've got bad ankles and I want to do strength training, and so that's what we're focused on. And if you ever feel like it's not the right fit, you could switch trainers anytime in the app. So if you're thinking about the things that we actually know about how to live a healthier life and you want to be more consistent with your fitness, you could take the quiz and find your perfect trainer and get 14 days of free training. The link is go.trainwell.net/HankGreen. Also, this QR code. Also, there's a link in the description. Japanese journalists filmed an iPhone 13 in 1982. This has 3 million views. One thing I know is that Japanese journalists didn't film an iPhone 13 in 1982. When I look at this video, I see a guy who looks like he might be from 1982, and he's holding what looks like it might be an iPhone. Looking at that closer, that boy's an iPhone. Like, no doubt in my mind, is that an iPhone? So what do I think? I think this guy probably isn't in 1982. Now, there's a bunch of reasons why this guy might not be in 1982. For example, maybe this was a video filmed entirely and intentionally to be a spoof. But in fact, after Googling this, what I found is that it's from a TV show. Sorry, it was a Japanese YouTube video. Thanks to the people at Factly for giving me the fact check on that one, so I didn't have to do all the work myself. Still believes everything you see on TV? So they've got this lady. And then there she is again. That guy. And then there he is. Same outfit. Same outfit. They didn't even change the clothes. Oh, wow. Weird. There, for a moment, when a little thing popped up over the screen because she'd been paused so long, and it popped up with the name of the TV show this is. It's called Heartstopper. Do I believe everything I see on TV? Not when it's Heartstopper, a television show that is a drama on Netflix. No, I don't believe everything I see in a Heartstopper. I assume that that's a fictional thing. But what happened here is you've got somebody who made a video that's like, ha ha ha, look, Netflix is doing movie magic to make this room full, but they only had so many extras. Isn't that funny? Somebody putting, still believes everything you see on TV? Like there's somebody at the government trying to convince you that a room was full when it was part of a fictional show. 3,000 years ago, they were more intelligent than us. I'm not gonna talk about your grammar because I did that in the last one. But this is like a trope, and it's a big trope in the world that like there is secret lost knowledge. Like they used to be able to make infinite energy. There was all this stuff that would make our lives way easy, but we're like, it's been hidden or it's been lost or something. And so 3,000 years ago, they were more intelligent than us. And our example here is that we've got a carving of an animal. I think it's probably a cow. And if you cover up part of it, then it's one shape of cow. And then if you cover up another, then it's another shape of cow. And if you cover up another, then it's yet a third shape of cow. The cave paintings at Lascaux did this, which I find very impressive. So you can kind of see that we've got like a kind of an animated situation going on here where the head is moving forward, and they're basically drawing not just the animal in one position, but in multiple positions, which I think is awesome. Like, absolutely cool. And there's even some evidence that maybe they did it in a way where, like, during firelight, it would actually animate the images. So were these people smarter than us? Were they more intelligent than us? I mean, the thing is, they were anatomically modern humans in the Lascaux caves. And more than that, like, this carving isn't more than a few thousand years old at most. I don't know how, if that was 3,000 years ago, but definitely not Lascaux age. And these people were obviously as intelligent as us. They were us. These are the same people. They don't have all the same skills and techniques as us. And like our art is more advanced now than it was then. I'm comfortable saying that. We have more techniques. We have more abilities. We can do art in more and different ways. We can express ourselves with ever refining and ever more impressive tools. But man, like, yes, they were the same level of smart as us. And no, obviously, this isn't an example of them being way more advanced than we currently are. Like, this is a thing that we can still do. Anyway. Oh yeah, this audio. You know something weird's about to happen when this audio comes on. 400,000 views. We're zooming in on the Pope's vestments. That's what the Pope's outfits are called. He's got special words for his outfits. This is Google Earth Mysteries. And then we're going to zoom in. Also, we're going to do this extraordinarily slowly. I'm speeding it up for you. I cannot express how long this has taken for me. I sped it up for you. We still have not found it, but we're getting there. So frustrating. He is intentionally making this last forever so that we will watch the video for longer, so that the engagement will be higher, so that it will be shared more. And so eventually now we've got this thing upside down. I don't know why he didn't make it right side up, just so that we'll wait longer. And then amazingly, after this, he continues to scroll around a little bit, even though he showed us exactly what he was going to show us, and then makes it, like, scrolls around more so that we think maybe we're going to see something else. But no, this is in Chile. This is a famous petroglyph, like a whole giant, I don't know what this is called. The Atacama Giant? Yes. This is the Atacama Giant from the side. There it is from the top. It was a thing made by people. Now the question is, why would that be on the Pope's vestments? Now, I think if this video showed you the Atacama Giant first and then showed you the Pope's vestments, it would be a much clearer story and it would not be confusing. But in fact, what happened is the Pope's vestments for this visit to Chile included a number of symbols from the various diverse cultures of Chile, including the Atacama Giant. So they put the ancient petroglyph from the desert in Chile on the Pope's vestments as a representation of the indigenous peoples of Chile. Why is this music playing, making this sound mysterious? There's probably even a news story about this. Oh my God, I don't know why. This is what websites used to look like, you guys. Here we are. The Chilean church presents the clothes Pope Francis will wear during his visit a week ahead of his arrival. Sure, I know nothing about Catholicism, but that seems fine to me and not mysterious. All right, let's do one more, you guys. We can't keep going like this forever. Let's do one more.
There's 212 countries that measure cancer rates. We have the highest in the world.
So we don't have the highest cancer rate in the world. We're behind several countries, depending on how you count. We're definitely not first. And this is important because unlike many of the videos we have watched, this guy is a senior advisor to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and he's revealing a shocking truth. Out of 212 countries, the U.S. leads the world in cancer rates. We're high up on the list, though. I won't say that we're not high up on the list. Now, the things that bring countries higher on the list is going to be having older populations and having better healthcare systems, because more cancers get identified as you go down, like what you're going to see down here, places where people don't live as long and also places where they don't have as good screening for cancers. You're going to see everybody at the top here are going to be developed nations. And as you get down, like the GDP is going to get lower. Basically, you're going to have places where the average age is lower and you're going to have places where the healthcare infrastructure isn't as good. So that's the main thing that makes it so that the U.S. has higher cancer rates. But we're going to keep going here because there is something interesting and valuable here.
Iowa is actually the highest rates of cancer of any place in the world in the history of human civilization.
So Iowa has the highest rates of cancer of any place in the world in the history of human civilization. As a science communicator, I'd like to give some props to that right there. Right now, the world's cancer rate is much higher than it has been at any point in history because the average age of a human is much higher right now than it has ever been in the history of human civilization. And that's not just because we're not having as many kids. It's because people are living way longer. And if you don't die of a heart attack or stroke, because we've gotten better at treating those diseases, you are much more likely to get cancer. Like, you're just far more likely to get cancer after 65. And if there are more people who are living longer, you're gonna have more cancer. So this is a fun thing to say, but man, is it a scare tactic. Like, it is true. It's like, I love finding a cool true fact hiding under a rock, you know? He's done this intentionally to terrify people. And I will say that Iowa does have a high cancer rate. Why does Iowa have the second highest and fastest rising cancer rate in the United States? This is from what year? 2024. We're in 2024. So unless this guy has better data from last year, Iowa has the second highest cancer rate. But I think there is a county in Iowa, which does not have very many people, called Palo Alto County. So Palo Alto County is a place in Iowa with 8,800 people and an average age of 41.5 years, which is going to be on the upper end of the age of Americans. But there's another effect going on here that is important. So let's consider watching the rest of the video.
Okay, so my non-medical guess is that it's in the middle of farming country and pesticides, and
it might be.
It might be. Part of it. It might be part of it. And you know what it is, don't you know? If you are like an advisor to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, you should know what it is, and you should say it. But you're not, because your job is to scare people. It makes me so mad.
We spend 40 times more as a country on treatments for cancer rather than studying how to prevent cancer in the first place.
So we've gone from scaring you to not telling you the actual reason why cancer rates are high in Iowa, which may have something to do with overuse of agricultural chemicals, for sure. But, like, there's a known reason. And now we're talking about a completely sensible thing. This pattern is so powerful, where you go from terrifying people to saying a sensible thing so that you sound sensible and you sound like nobody else has ever said what you're saying before. We are well aware, and the medical establishment is well aware, that we don't spend as much on prevention as we should, and that people do not, when given the option to prevent cancer, they do not take those options. But the important thing, the thing that you're like waiting on is like, Hank, why haven't you told us? This is why people in Iowa get more cancer, because it's like the world center of radon, and radon causes cancer. Throughout the entire state, there's high concentrations of radon, specifically this area over here, which Palo Alto County is in that area. So people in Iowa have radioactive gas in their homes, and that increases their cancer rate. Now, that isn't the only effect, and it seems like it's bigger than that, because there are cancers that don't have their risk increased by radon that are also more common in Iowa. And this is all stuff that people are like super looking into and curious about. It's a known effect, and there are whole commissions dedicated to studying what the problems are here, and it is absolutely possible that agricultural chemicals are one of the problems. But going from "it might be," that little "it might be" face, like he doesn't want to say it, like, ooh, it'd be forbidden knowledge if I said it, without any mention of the fact that it's the highest concentration of high radon in the country. And then what does he do? He moves on and he's like, we don't do enough prevention, making us think that prevention is about agricultural chemicals, when by far the biggest effects, we know what they are from. They are from drinking and smoking. That's where most of the prevention work can still be done. Like, we know this. We know this. And when do these people ever talk about drinking and smoking? No. They talk about like weird, scary, mystery things where they want to keep you guessing and make you think you know the answer that no one can say out loud. And that's why Iowa has the highest rates of cancer, not just in the galaxy, but since the Big Bang. Which is technically true. It's a great stat. I mean, it's a great stat. There's a fun fact. I mean, it's not a fun fact, but like, it's a good fact. All right, everybody, that's enough for today. I wish I had a fun one to end on. Let's see if I can find a fun one to end on. Sometimes I favorite things just because I like them, though. Again, if you want to go take your Trainwell quiz and get 14 days free, there's a link in the description, or there's a QR code right there.